Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Anita Rosen is our guest. Longtime member of our Brain Trust. ReadyGo.com is her website. Anita, tell us what you do for your customers.
I'm happy. I try to provide good customer support, but I'm in the e-learning business.
E-learning. Tell us what that means.
So that means training on the web. So instead of, you know, there's a lot of things you need to train your customers. They can come to your website and they can get that kind of training.
And
so
find
I
find
tools for training on the web.
And you find out about all those tools at ReadyGo.com. All right, we're talking about the things that are really really big in Silicon Valley. Big data and the machines. What are some of the other things going on with the robots that you're seeing out there?
Well, I would say the autonomous cars. I'm in Mountain View, and that's all you hear, and that's all you see.
But do you see a lot of them roaming around?
All the time.
People sitting in the back seat with their car driving them around?
No, the front seat. They have to have two. They have two in the front seat. By law, they have to have a driver, and then they have someone else sitting next to the driver.
Really?
Yeah.
So the driver is the driver just sitting there, hands off?
They're just sitting there, not touching anything.
Okay.
And then sitting next to them is someone that they have a series of maneuvers they need to go through, who's doing the checklist.
Okay. So it takes two people to drive an autonomous car. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are two adults in the car.
Yeah.
As they go through their maneuvers.
Yeah.
And yes, if you come to my town, you'd be hard pressed to go down any of the major streets without running into one.
And are these people testing the cars? Or are they just owning the cars?
They're testing the cars.
Google
has hundreds of these cars.
Can you have an autonomous car right now? Can you buy one of those things?
I don't think you can buy them yet.
So you still they're still not commercial, right?
Technology. Pardon?
They're still not commercial. The whole thing
right.
Where you can get one.
Right.
Yeah. But of course, a lot like Mercedes and a lot of these have cars that will self park, right?
Yeah, every single one of those companies has autonomous car division in my area.
Right.
There's a lot of EV, the electric cars, and there's a lot of autonomous cars companies.
Right.
That's really big. Drones is really big. There's a lot of drone companies.
Mm-hmm.
I would say EV cars, there's a big growth in that. And then exoskeletons are very popular when you're talking, you know, we've seen them for people that have, that can't walk.
Right.
And they have the exoskeleton.
Right.
Also, just robots. You know, robots to do
different jobs, yeah.
I mean, I have one in my house. I have a Roomba. And
does that work, the vacuum cleaner?
I have dogs. It's the best thing I've ever gotten.
Really?
Yes, because every day it cleans. I don't have to sweep every day. It sweeps. So it's great. It goes up, you know, I just have to empty it every day, which is
you can't talk about robots and machines and big data, maybe to a degree, without talking about the Internet of Things, can you?
Well, it is. So, you know, I look at some of the stuff. There's so little security. That's, I would say, the big Achilles heel for everything is security. There's so little security on so many of these things. So really, you want to have your doors managed by an app on your phone? What's the security like? How do you know someone can't get into that, and now they have access to your house?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it might be easy and convenient, but what's your security?
Yeah, this is the big thing that I've been reporting on.
Go and buy
for
those things. They don't, those things, they're secure, but are they secure?
I've been reporting for 18 years on this, meaning that the more cool stuff we get, for every cool thing that gives us an advantage, we also give something up. And all of us have to make a decision, how much are we willing to give up to get something, right?
Yep.
And that's what you were telling us about the people you were talking about earlier who are in the business. This is what they do. And they've made a decision to have certain controls. Anita, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
ReadyGo.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's Anita's website. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.